Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I am so glad that you can be with us today as we celebrate some very special young people and an effort that they decided that they wanted to do today here in the Shoals area, I believe one of the greatest lessons we can teach our children is that they're never too young to make a difference. And we often think about making an impact requiring a lot of money or years of experience or even a position of influence. But the truth is, some of the biggest differences begin with a simple idea and a willing heart. Today's guests are proving exactly that. And we had six cousins come together with one goal in mind: to help the seniors in their community through Meals on Wheels. They were armed with a lemonade stand, big smiles, and generous hearts, and they raised money while learning firsthand what it means to serve others. Joining me today, I have Lennon Curtis, Ari Blade, and Cameron Curtis, who helped encourage and organize this special effort. And we're going to hear how this idea came together, what they learned, and why they hope other families will join them by passing the pitcher. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Lennon, Ari, and Cameron.
Say hello.
Hey,
hi. Hey, everybody. I'm so glad that you can be with me today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Excellent. Outstanding. So let's just begin by introducing everyone. So we'll start with you, Lennon. Tell us your age and maybe one thing that you enjoy doing outside of making lemonade.
I'm 7 years old.
What's something fun that you like to do?
Baseball.
Baseball, awesome. Are you in the middle of baseball season or is it over?
taking a break.
It's taking a break right now. I made a team, but they're going.
So you made All-Stars and you played All-Stars?
I did.
Very cool.
I played whack ball.
Ari, tell us your age and maybe something you enjoy doing outside of making lemonade.
Hi, I'm Ari. I'm 10 years old, and my favorite thing to do is reading books.
All right, and then we've got a grown-up among us, Cameron Curtis. Welcome to the show, Cameron.
Thank you so much for having us.
And what do you like doing outside of making lemonade?
Oh, I didn't have any part in the making lemonade. That was all Grandma, but I do love helping others and encouraging these kids to do the same thing.
So how did this idea come together, Cameron?
Lennon has been talking about wanting to do a lemonade stand, and, you know, I know several places are facing funding cuts. So when we learned about Meals on Wheels facing funding cuts, we decided that that would be where we donated all of our money to.
And I know this effort probably hits close to home since you're involved in community action in Lauderdale County, right?
Yes, I have delivered meals before, and then I work with Miss Eva, the coordinator over Meals on Wheels. Me and her work in the same office together.
How about explaining to listeners who may not have as much information in front of them about Meals on Wheels, what they do throughout the community?
Yeah, so our office in Lauderdale County actually serves Lauderdale, Calvert, and Franklin, and 3 days a week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, seniors get a hot meal and a frozen meal delivered. So they get 6 meals a week through this program. It is operated by one part-time employee, and then we have more than 100 dedicated volunteers who donate thousands of hours every year delivering meals throughout our area.
Lennon, what did you think about this idea of a lemonade stand? Was that exciting to you?
Yes, I always been wanting to do one. I always seen videos of it, and it was fun. I thought it would be fun, and I enjoyed it.
How about for you, Ari?
I think it's just always been a really fun idea to just get some of my family together and start making lemonade and just going through the whole process together.
And speaking of process, would you like to just walk people through how you get an effort like that going, the work it takes before you even open, before you sell the first glass? What type of work did it take to make it happen?
Making a lemonade, just we all helped to make the lemonade, and just setting up the stand, and lots of effort and work goes into it. I was freshly squeezed, so it definitely took a lot of time.
Very nice. And, of course, I mentioned that I have Lennon, I have Ari, and I have Cameron on the line, but we also had Miles, Mia, Lily, and Holly involved, so we want to make sure that we include them, even though they're worn out and they're not in the conversation right now, right?
Yes.
And let's talk about the role that each one had. So we have that everybody was involved in making the lemonade. Who handled the money?
I think Lennon handled the money drawer that we had.
Yeah, I did the most of it. My Nana told me to do.
We had signs sharing that they what our proceeds were going for. Ari talked to people and shared what we were doing and what we were raising money for. And then I think the littles all helped pour the lemonade and put the lids on the cups and held signs.
So everybody had a job.
Everybody had a job.
Excellent. Now, I want to ask this. Ari or Lennon, were either of you nervous before the first customers walked up?
Yes, just a little bit.
Tell me about the first donation you received today.
We got $20, which is so exciting. We were so excited when that happened.
Did anything happen during the lemonade stand that surprised you today?
Probably just like how many people in general showed up and cared and gave more than the price was.
Cameron, I know there are a lot of lessons here for the young people. What was it like watching them interact with complete strangers who just wanted to support what they were doing today?
It was incredible. And I think, you know, it starts with them wanting to have a lemonade stand, but it really shows us that kindness is contagious. It's just these kids coming together and reminding a community that everybody has something they can give.
Right now, folks, we're talking with Lennon Curtis, we're talking with Ari Blade, and we're talking with Cameron Curtis about their Cousins for a Cause lemonade stand, which was benefiting Meals on Wheels, and also involved in that, but not in the conversation right now, were Miles, Mia, Lily, and Holly. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what these young people learned through this experience, why serving others matters so much, and even a challenge that they're issuing to families throughout our communities called Pass the Pitcher. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. To do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. Right now, we're talking with an incredible family that's reminding us that you don't have to wait until you're older to begin serving others. These young people on the line right now are already making a difference in the lives of seniors through Meals on Wheels in the Shoals area. I'd like to welcome back Lennon Curtis, Ari Blade, and Cameron Curtis back to The Mark White Show. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let's continue our conversation, and I will mention that we had Miles, Mia, Lily, and Holly also involved, but they're not in the conversation right now. But now that it's over for today, what did both of you learn from doing this, Lennon and Irie?
I definitely think kindness can be spreaded in many different ways, but I think this is one way that can spread it pretty fast, and it's just great.
Teamwork. With the teamwork we had today, it made the process way faster and way easier to us.
Let me ask you this, too. Did helping someone you've never met before make you feel different than you expected?
Yes. I definitely think it felt really good, though.
If another child were listening right now and they wanted to help people in their community, what would you tell them?
I think I would tell them just go for it, and it's definitely worth it.
How about you, Lennon?
The process is easy, and everybody has teamwork. They could all do it.
And Cameron, you work with Community Action, as we said earlier, and you've seen firsthand the needs that exist in our communities. Why is it important for children to understand those needs at an early age?
I think if they grow up understanding this and wanting to help people, you know, that's ingrained in them, because these kids are our future, so we want them to care. And especially with Meals on Wheels, it is so much more than delivering food. It's a friendly face. For a lot of them, it's a wellness check. And then sometimes it's the only visitor that they get to see that day.
And since you mentioned that, tell us about some of the relationships that volunteers will develop with the seniors that they serve.
Yeah, so we have a lot of volunteers that do the same route, and they, you know, get used to seeing those people. So they notice if they look different, or they need to reach out to their family, or they let Miss Eva know, and she can kind of help facilitate that.
Watching the kids today with the lemonade stand, what made you proudest, Cameron?
I think as they realize that you don't have to be big to make a big difference, that, you know, they can do it with just the six of them coming together and deciding that they want to help somebody and see something bigger than themselves.
And thinking of bigger, you've created something called Pass the Pitcher. Tell us where that idea came from.
Yes, we are so excited about Pass the Pitcher. You know, we started talking about it last night, and I thought, I don't know if we know enough kids or whatever, but I think if we just put it out there and we challenge our community to pay kindness forward, they can volunteer, they can make a donation, or they could organize their own fundraiser, and then they can challenge somebody else to pass the pitcher.
So we're talking about challenging another family, another neighborhood, a baseball team, maybe like Lennon's All-Stars, another organization to host their own fundraiser for Meals on Wheels, correct?
Yes. Because, you know, every dollar makes a difference, and it helps keep a neighbor nourished and reminded that they are not forgotten.
You know, and really, if you kind of treat this like the Ice Bucket Challenge or some of these others, where you kind of think of organizations or people that you would like to get involved, and then you just put out the challenge and say, now we challenge so-and-so, and then fill in the blank.
Yes, that's exactly what I told my husband last night. Like, I mean, all kinds of people were doing the Ice Bucket Challenge, and this is a lot more pleasant than that.
Wouldn't it be amazing if one lemonade stand turned into 20 pretty quick?
It would be amazing. And, you know, we've totaled up what we made today, and we have decided we're going to try it again on Saturday because we had a great turnout today, especially for it to be in the middle of the day, in the middle of the week. So we are so excited.
Can you tell us how much is going to Meals on Wheels?
Yes. Today, these kids were able to raise $264.11, which when you put that into perspective, it takes $24 to feed one senior for a week and $104 to feed one senior for a month. So with our $264.11, we'll be able to feed one senior for 2.5 months.
Incredible. Hats off to those young people for doing this today. That is an amazing response to this lemonade stand.
They enjoyed it enough that they agreed to do it again Saturday. So we were very excited.
Tell people the location and the time, since we're talking about Saturday now.
So Saturday, we're going to move a little bit. We'll be on the corner of Atlanta and 4th Street in Sheffield. And I think we're shooting for 10 a.m.
Will you still try to go at least to 2 o'clock?
Yes, we'll try to go for several hours, and we'll just see, you know, what the response is and what can come of it.
Lennon and Ari, if you could challenge another group right now, who would it be?
My whole homeschool community. So I really hope they can contribute with different stuff like this.
And Lennon has gone inside, but when we talked about it, we did talk about his baseball team and if they would all get together, you know, how many different families and how many different kids would be able to see the difference that they can make.
And Cameron, for those who may not be able to make it to Sheffield, because we cover a pretty big area now, how could someone support an effort like this in their community, or support if they're willing to support Meals on Wheels in the Shoals area? How could they do that?
So you are able to donate on Community Action's website. It's caanw.org, or you're able to mail the check to Community Action. And you just make that out to Community Action Agency of Northwest Alabama, and their address is 745 Thompson Street, Florence, Alabama, 35630.
Cameron, I just think this is a wonderful effort, and I really look forward to seeing the success of it as word continues to spread and more people get involved. What a great day today, and looking forward to another great day on Saturday. I wish you all the best, and I really appreciate the fact that you've all taken time today to talk to me, Lennon, Ari, and Cameron. And I will again mention that we are missing Miles, Mia, Lily, and Holly, but we appreciate their great work. Cousins for a Cause, a lemonade stand benefiting Meals on Wheels, and I appreciate you all joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. And as we talk about Cousins for a Cause, I think that we kind of want to make it something that these kids can do, you know, something quarterly, a lemonade stand in the summer, and then another effort that they can put together, and we can just keep Cousins for a Cause going.
I love it. Today has certainly been one of those conversations that reminds us all that the future is in good hands. And it's really easy to look around and focus on everything that's wrong in our world. But then you meet these children who decide to spend part of their summer helping people they've never met simply because they care. And that, my friends, is called hope. So Lennon, Miles, Ari, Mia, Lily, Holly, and Cameron Curtis, I appreciate that you have shown us all that making a difference doesn't require a large budget or years of experience. Sometimes all it takes is one simple idea, one family that's willing to say yes, and one community that's willing to rally around a good cause. So thank you all. And I especially love the challenge that we're leaving our listeners with: pass the pitcher.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much. Come
on. Have a great day. Take care.
You too.
All right. See you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Tom
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.